Morning News starts right now.
And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone,
okay, I have to check myself against you, John. When you hear that song, what do you see? What do you see?
Kelly singing really madly.
See, that's interesting, because what you see is Kelly Clarkson. What I see is Pitch Perfect. And the sequence with they're all singing this song.
But that's Kelly Clarkson.
I get it. But that's why I ask, because I don't know this song as Kelly Clarkson. I know this song as the Pitch Perfect song.
Well, I'd like to introduce you to the song by Kelly Clarkson. Pretty famous one since you've been gone.
809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is New Year's Eve. So what I decided to do to celebrate New Year's Eve is I imposed upon you a massive, long, complicated discussion about tariffs. Part three coming right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
I mean,
look,
the brain's already spinning, bruh.
Well, but this is a little lighter. This segment doesn't have a lot.
Okay, good.
We've done most of it. This is part three, and it's a short part. But this is a chance for you to kind of rework, revisit, reintegrate some of the stuff we've already learned throughout the day. And by the way, if you missed it, the 6 a.m., the 7 a.m., go to the podcast, newsradio923.com, or listen at the News Radio Pensacola app. I encourage you to hear it. John, would you encourage them to listen to this? Do they need to understand this? Is it important and helpful?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a lot, okay? Henry Kelly, who is one of the principals at Blue Wind, the local company that makes the nacelles for GE Vernova, gave a very, very interesting, to me anyway, as a person who likes to know stuff, a very interesting presentation about tariffs. He is a what is the term exactly? Is it a certified tariff, whatever? Licensed customs broker. That's it. It's a test. It's very hard. Very few people pass it. 20% of the people who take it pass it. He passed it by one question. I think it's a 70. He got a 72. It's hard. And he's a really smart person. Okay. I mean, it's designed to be hard because it's complicated to understand. If you're actually trying to figure out what tariffs you owe, it's challenging. What's the thing made of? What country did it come from? What is it quantified as or qualified as? What category? It's kind of like, you know, every year when you fill out your taxes, if you do, and then maybe you have a very standard job and your job code's easy for us. In radio, there's like no job code for us. It's terrible. And we have, you know, 999999. I don't know what I am. But that's the point. When it comes to tariffs, you can't just say, well, whatever. You have to identify where the tariff applies, what product, what, all of these things. And because the president has been, let's say, adjusting the tariffs in such a volatile way, you know, the tariff at 8 a.m. on a Saturday is different from the tariff at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. Whether it's the country of origin, whether it's the product, whether it's the material it's made of, all of that stuff constantly in flux. So there's a bunch of instability in the marketplace, but you also have other issues like the alleged authority for the current tariffs is the IEEPA law, Act is in the A, but you get the point. And that's gone to the Supreme Court, and I'm as certain as I can be about a Supreme Court ruling that he is going to lose. They are going to declare this unconstitutional. Or not unconstitutional, but they're going to declare that he exceeded his authority under the law. But that doesn't mean tariffs are going away. You've got hundreds of other Section 232 investigations going on in order to create tariffs under other sources of authority. Well, then these companies that have paid these billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, but billions, possibly trillions of dollars, they have all had to sue not just against the tariffs, but also to preserve their ability to collect the refunds because the customs agency, they are not just giving refunds out. You have to pursue them to get it. And there's a 314-day statutory limit on how long you can go before you get a refund. Otherwise, I mean, the statute of limitations basically expires, so you have to pursue a legal case in order to have extended capacity to get them. And then what happens when that money gets refunded to us? And then the new tariffs come in if they do at some point. Again, go back and listen. It's good stuff, but that's the quickest recap I can give you. And now what are these companies doing? Like Blue Wind, who pays tariffs and has had to adjust its, you know, where it sources its materials based on tariffs, or had to think about that problem.
This is why I said the decision's going to be historic, and this is going to be one of the arguably to me the largest lawsuit in U.S. history. Because Customs is not required to issue refunds, and the Supreme Court cannot order them to issue refunds. Because Congress established a refund process. So we are going to have to go ask for our money back. And I don't think Customs is going to be a timely payer.
They're not going to be eager. They're going to owe. They're going to lose. The federal government, Trump is going to lose. But then Customs is going to, they're going to Chinese inspection these refunds, most likely. Refunds that are probably going to have to include interest. Refunds that some courts have already indicated they're kind of preparing, laying the groundwork to be issuing and expecting that they're going to have to be paid back. But this is just business. This is business. This is not political. It's not anti-Trump or anti the country. This is just businesses being forced to pay costs that they weren't expecting to be forced to pay and challenging the authority to be forced to pay them.
Like I said, today, if you didn't see, Costco filed a lawsuit this morning.
This is back on December 3rd he gave this speech, but so it's not as timely as you might think. But yeah, Costco was one of the litigants that has now filed a lawsuit.
It is not a political lawsuit. They are protecting that 314 days that I mentioned. They filed the lawsuit in that court to protect their rights to get a refund. Because, by the way, if the Supreme Court agrees with the president, then my presentation has been a waste of time. Because they're saying that all of these tariffs are legal and we have no right to refund.
And he's right about, I wouldn't say a waste of time, but all of this wrangling about the 314 days and about the lawsuits to make sure that you have preserved the ability to file a refund. Yeah, all of that would go away. I mean, if the president wins, we're done. But that also would have massive implications. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down right now.
Nobody driving today.
Nobody.
What is it, New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, stuff's open.
Right. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, it's not tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day where we're going to be on the radio starting at 6 to 9 and talking to 18 people, as we do on the holidays, right?
That's right.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
That's it?
Yeah, it's all good.
Hey, if you need work done on your plumbing, your air conditioning, your heating, your electrical, a generator needs attention, or you're thinking about getting a generator, Peden, they take care of all that stuff. Since 1969, Robert Peden started this company in Panama City, and he did air conditioning, and then he did heating, then they added plumbing and electrical because it all makes sense to do any of that if you're going to do any of it. High-quality products, good installers, 100% satisfaction guaranteed on the stuff that they take care of everywhere from Tallahassee all the way into the Eastern time zone where nobody should have to go. I'll say it. I'll do the Michelle Salzman count to two. Anyway, or all the way west to Baldwin County, Mobile County, where, it's okay to go there. But they're all across the Gulf Coast for all of these years doing all of this stuff. And right now, one of the things that they're promoting is smart home technology. So if you want a smarter, safer home, Peden's got an $89 smart home consultation. Their licensed professional will come in and look at your house and what you've got and design a plan that connects your comfort, your security, your energy savings into a simple single system, and you can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com. All right, back to the sort of the implications of all of this. Okay, what does this mean for businesses today? And part of what Henry was explaining is you can understand that the uncertainty around all of this tariff stuff has basically made investors jittery. Uncertainty is the enemy of economic stability, of economic investment, because you're not trying to gamble on an investment. I mean, it's already a gamble enough. You're trying to work within stable, known rules and make your bets accordingly. Well, do you bet on, say, blackjack when the rule is changing from whether it's 21 or 15 or 25 or how many cards are in the deck? And that's kind of what it feels like right now for a lot of these companies with the tariffs. It's very much up in the air, not only what's happening on a daily basis, but also what will happen with this lawsuit and then what will happen with the other tariffs that are coming almost certainly in the wake of the lawsuit.
The question is, how much would you invest in a company, you got a banker sitting next to you, hit him up for a loan, to open a factory to produce something for companies like mine? Because one of the interesting conversations is, so most of the all of my other shareholders are foreigners in Blue Wind.
Largely Brazilian.
And in 2019, they put up a pretty good chunk of change. We moved, opened the factory, blah, 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 and we're here. I asked them, would you do that today? And the answer was no. It's the exact same circumstances. We had a contract with GE. They moved into guaranteed business. And they're like, we would not make that investment today. Because the next president, I always say, that which can be done by executive order can be undone. So the question is, would you be willing to invest in a factory inside the United States based upon what's going on? And the answer generally right now is no. We're waiting for the Supreme Court. So, I mean, there is tremendous uncertainty in the global marketplace because of this.
Right. Existing companies, potential companies, where investors are going to take their potential investment and what they're going to do with it. You know, the theory was, let's create these tariffs and let's incentivize people to invest in America. Okay, but if you don't know what that's going to mean in a year or two or five because of all this instability, how can you even generate the kind of success that you're hoping this will create if those companies look at the Supreme Court, for example, and say, right? So even ones who would like to build American, who would like to invest here, are looking at this and saying, I'm just going to wait. Well, wait is the problem. And how long do they wait? Do they wait a year? Do they wait out the Trump administration? Do they wait 3 years? You know, how long do they wait, right? Then you have, and by the way, there's even more complexity. John, I told you this was an easy segment, but I guess there's other stuff. Remember we talked earlier about the Inland Port Project, that taking, creating a trade zone inland as a place for the port to have a secondary location so that importers would basically be able to, you know, store their products before they have to come into the United States proper. It's kind of how this is going to work, or one of the advantages of it, because that gives you not just capacity to store stuff, which is important. You know, the port is, you know, pretty used right now, and we have things coming like Project Maeve, hopefully, like, you know, the American Magic, definitely, and other things. Well, part of that is going to have to do with the advantage from a tariffs perspective that you have when you have a space where you can import things but not import things.
Where is the largest foreign trade zone and port in the United States?
All right, it's pop quiz, John. Where is it? If you had to guess. Where's the largest foreign trade and import zone in the United States?
Oh, well, I was going to say Houston, but Houston,
okay,
foreign.
Big port, sure. Yeah. Okay, L.A., right? San Francisco,
yeah.
New York, not close.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Landlocked, right? I mean, right. Oklahoma is not a border state, right? Okay, but why?
Everybody's like, wait a minute. There's no water. Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. Last I checked my geography. When cargo arrives at a port, if it's going from a port to a port, it is considered, it's not considered to have entered the United States. So actually out in Oklahoma, there is this massive bit of land. So when Walmart and Target get ready for Christmas, those containers start arriving months in advance. They arrive in the port of Los Angeles, but are transferred to Oklahoma, Arkansas, sit in a yard. Then at Christmas time, when the stores suddenly magically start filling up, when it comes out of that trade zone is when it becomes tariffed.
Not when it comes into the country.
Okay.
But because that is the definition of coming into the country. But not when it crosses from the ship onto the land, but when it crosses from the non-tariff zone into the tariff zone into the country proper. That's what he's getting at.
So this is a little bit of a game. So the question is, if you're sitting, when does it enter the United States is a very, that used to be, this is why I said now I'm so much fun on airplanes, is when did it enter is when the tariff is applied. And so this is a game now that people, this is why brokers are in high demand right now, is because the strategy of, when are you shipping it? Where are you shipping it from? When does it arrive? When do we take it out? Has now become a tax question as opposed to, well, that's just good business.
And if you think you might be able to let it sit in a import zone like Oklahoma or in Pensacola, off the property of the port, but on the property of the port by technicality, you might be able to outweigh a tariff and save thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can see the advantage. And that's what he's, again, all of this very, very complicated. And I really appreciate Henry, again, Henry Kelly with Blue Wind, giving this presentation about 3 weeks ago to First Place Partners, I believe. Anyway, and I appreciate that I had access to it because I learned so much from it.
those of us that are really into this, this is why I'm saying this is going to be a historic decision.
Hundreds of billions, perhaps trillions of dollars.
And by the way, nobody in the media understands the slightest bit of this. So anything that you see on the evening news or Twitter or Facebook, believe me, you guys now know probably more than 99% of this country about tariffs. More than you ever wanted to.
Well, one person in the media.
I'm like, make it two. I got
two.
You.
Fair enough. There you go. That's right.
Whatever the Supreme Court says is going to be a shockwave. Make no mistake. If the Supreme Court agrees with the president, they are giving the president, any president, virtually unlimited ability to apply a tariff at any time they want on anything, on any country.
That's right. He's definitely right about that. And if they disagree and strike it down like he thinks and I think they're going to do, that still doesn't settle the issue because the question of refunds, the question of timeliness of repayment of refunds with interest, perhaps, and then also what other tariffs are going to be coming along that people will be obligated to pay. And again, you're talking about all your companies. All your companies that import stuff, this is relevant to them. And then you, of course, as the end consumer. Now, somebody asked me the question, how do I answer all of these like Trump haters and liberals who blame every price increase on the Trump tariffs? Oh, that's actually a great question. Because there are some things that, for example, you buy an end product that might have, let's say, 15 component parts and three of them are tariff subject. Did they pass that along to you? Did they not pass that along to you? Did they defray the cost some other way? Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, it is. It's hard to know if prices have gone up because of tariffs or not, and because of these tariffs or because of something else or uncertainty or whatever. Yeah, no, I mean, it's hard to say. It just is. 437-1620. All right, that's the end of your seminar. John, you feel good?
Yes.
You learned something?
I actually did.
Okay.
More than I knew before.
And if you have questions, text me. I am not the expert, but I may be able to answer the questions. That's my job as a teacher, is to learn stuff and understand it and then present it to you in a way that it makes sense to you. Happy New Year's Eve.
And make them long and complicated for
him. I love this. We got a text and we were joking about nobody's out there driving. Somebody says, I'm driving and I appreciate your traffic reports. And then somebody else says, also, please remind people that we are still working today. Retailers like paychecks. Come shop today. Come eat today.
Yeah.
Yes, people are working. Lots of people are working today. That's right. It's just a weird feeling.
Including us.
Yeah, including us. That's right. John Pickens has traffic for us.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. You have a delay-free I-10, I-110, 90-98. 2934 Hut is all looking good this morning. Omaha. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
ADX Communications isn't just a company name. It's a home to four great radio stations and the area's most robust digital platform. And we're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
This is Megan over at the Boot Store on Pine Forest Road in Pensacola. We have advertised with Cat Country 98.7 over the past 10 years because we know radio works, and Cat Country reaches our target audience.
Hi, I'm Kenny Chartel at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. I enjoy working with the great team at this radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and result-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Honey, that flu keeping you up? Did you take NyQuil Intense Flu?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
Yeah, you need NyQuil Intense Flu.
Undo your flu with NyQuil Intense Flu. NyQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms so you can sleep.
You do got this.
NyQuil Intense Flu. The nighttime sniffling, aching, fever, best sleep with the flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is James Johnson with Northstone Baptist Church wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Emily Lynn
and Peyton Caccione
at Lazy Boy wishing you a happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter.
This is Julie Black with FFS Roofing and Construction, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's easy!
What is your favorite color? Steve Taylor is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines for us. Steve?
Well, it's going to be a good weekend for football. The college football playoff is hitting the quarterfinals as Ohio State and Miami are kicking off things tonight in the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. New Year's Day is bringing three more matchups. Texas Tech takes on Oregon in the Orange Bowl.
Go Ducks.
Yeah. Top-seeded Indiana faces some team from Alabama. Yeah, that's right. Roll Tide people.
Go Hoosiers! Yeah. I said it!
Oh, boy!
Absolutely!
You're going to get a few texts.
It's fine!
Now. Yeah. Well, they're meeting in the Rose Bowl, and of course, Georgia is meeting Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl.
Hotty toddy.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And of course, the ball drop is happening in New York City. Key West is going to take a step further, dropping a big red high-heel shoe, the drag queen inside. And Boise, I know they drop a potato. For us, of course, it's going to be
with
chilly.
With a drag queen inside?
Yeah. For us, like, it's going to be chilly here.
Aren't there also like naked bars, like top rooftop bars in Key West or something?
Oh, yeah.
Road trip.
Well, since we don't have a ball to drop, we're going to have the temperature drop tonight. Should be in the 40s.
Yeah, I don't have a fan. I don't have a pick in the Georgia Ole Miss game just because
it's Ole Miss.
Both of my coworkers. I don't want to make anybody angry.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Countdown to 2026. Arriving first in New Zealand and New York City's security lockdown in Times Square was the earliest in memory. Police choppers and metal pens up before the sun for hundreds of thousands jamming in now to watch the crystal ball drop, followed moments later by the swearing in of socialist Mayor Zoran Mamdani downtown. The Trump administration is freezing federal child care funding in Minnesota as Homeland Security investigates the Somali fraud scandal, estimated at $9 billion. Things to do by midnight. Make your last charity donations for the year. Good for a tax deduction. This year gives better tax benefits than next, especially for high earners before a new 0.5% adjusted gross income floor kicks in for itemizers. But at least we're promised best tax refund year yet. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now, 36 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for the Vacationing David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Downtown Pensacola is about to change itself. The new Palafox project is breaking ground next week, but the work is not going to stop the celebrations that happen downtown, of course. Pensacola Mardi Gras is launching the Second Line Tuesdays. That's to keep the crowds downtown and support the local businesses during the construction. Danny Zimmern, the president of the Pensacola Mardi Gras Foundation, says the community is ready to help.
We really want everybody to come down and support the Palafox businesses during Mardi Gras especially. They're all very nervous thinking the street closing, but I promise nothing's really changing. Park where you always parked. You just can't park on Palafox, and come and walk Palafox and have a great time.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says he is impressed by the creative partnership.
I appreciate and applaud the efforts of the Mardi Gras folks to say, hey, how do we think of something outside the box to go help these small businesses? And I hope I continue to see some of that. And I'm very appreciative of creative ideas to say, hey, maybe there's a way we can, through this difficult time and complex time, that we can help continue to support our small businesses.
The Mardi Gras season is kicking off this weekend in Seville Quarter. A family in Escambia County is safe after a cooking accident sparked a fire at their home. The Escambia County Fire Department says firefighters were called to the 3200 block of East Olive Road about 10:30 Monday night, and by the time the crews arrived, the residents already put the fire out with a fire extinguisher. Firefighters used fans to clear the smoke from the unit, and officials say nobody was injured in that incident. Northwest Florida is home to the country's top two beaches. That's according to a new list by Condé Nast Traveler. The magazine named its top 15 beaches in the U.S. in the article, The Best Beaches in the U.S., according to the Reader's Choice Awards. Respondents from all across the globe weighed in on all things travel, from hotels and resorts to cruises and spas, the friendliest cities to the foodiest. In total, a whopping 757,109 readers answered, and coming in at number one, our very own Pensacola Beach. Right, number one in the country. Right next door, though, Navarre Beach landed at number two on that list. These two Northwest Florida beaches beat out 5 Hawaiian beaches that came in spots 3-7. Another Gulf Coast Panhandle beach made the list. Basically, that's Orange Beach, Alabama. They came in at number 10. And let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
The last day of 2025 is starting out on a cold note. Temperatures in the 20s and 30s first thing this morning. Lots of sunshine will make way for those temperatures to reach the middle 50s this afternoon. Heading into the new year, temperatures back closer to average, looking at highs in the middle 60s for Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Marian Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
Now let's check the traffic with John Pickens for Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Everything is rolling smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Right now, 36 degrees. It's warming up. 37 in Gulf Breeze and 34 in Milton at 8:35. Next news is 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Now it's time to check out what's happening on Wall Street. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Boeing is being awarded an $8.6 billion contract to build fighter planes for Israel. Under the agreement, Boeing will produce 25 new F-15s for Israel, along with an option for an additional 25 aircraft. The work will be done at Boeing's St. Louis location and is expected to be finished in 2035. And let's go to refresh the computer now to check out the averages at the opening bell. Well, it looks like the S&P 500 is down 0.14% at 6,896. Dow is down 0.13% at 48,304. NASDAQ is down 0.1% at 23,417. That's your money now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video January 8th. Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola, weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I feel like doing something negative for New Year's Eve, so here goes.
Negative Nancy? No!
Well,
no.
It's also your welcome back.
Well, oh, so you need to associate me with negativity? Great!
Well, you know, it's funny. I get so used to having you in the three of us talking about these things. Uh-huh. And then it's just like if John is on vacation, I have to think about, well, is this a question that I want to save for John coming back? Or is this what I want to do with whoever's filming?
That's
like
so
PJ?
Sweet of you. Aww. You actually think of me.
Well, because I want the show to be the best it can be with the materials that we have available to us. And So there are some topics I know I can't do that without Meg. That's we need a girl's perspective on that topic or whatever, you know. And so
a girl. OK,
literally you're a girl, mm-hmm. aren't you?
Woman, but okay.
Whatever.
I'm staying out.
And we're off.
Yeah.
But I think that, and especially because for the last couple of days, because you've been out sick, we haven't had you, and I'm like, this would be better with Meg. You know, dang it. So here goes.
All right, here we are.
And I'm counting on you, Meg.
Okay, sir. Okay. No pressure.
My wife actually suggested this one. Okay, 437-1620. What store has the worst checkout lines?
437-1624.
I see John's like sucking in his...
Boy,
I mean, we've waited till past Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a Christmas question. But where's the store where you like the store, but you dread the checkout experience? 437-1620. I have my wife's emphatically definitive answer on this, but I'm not going to give it just yet. So we're going to talk about it. And what is it you don't like, if you want to describe? 437-1620. I will say the retailers are working to get today. Go support them. But this is your chance to, like, you know, give some honest feedback, okay? Because you want them to hear. You love the store. Otherwise, you wouldn't endure the checkout. But you wish you didn't have to endure the checkout. All right? John, you have an answer for this?
Oh, Wally World. Walmart. For sure. Yeah.
What is it particularly?
They've only got, like, three lines open, and we're wrapped around corners and stuff.
Which Walmart do you go to?
The only one that I have is in Pace.
Oh, on Highway 90. Okay, yeah. All right, I got you. It's interesting. I think Walmart, maybe I'm a contrarian on this, Walmart generally does a pretty good job, in my opinion, but I go at off times.
Right.
Well.
Now, the thing that Walmart does wrong is, well, these are for the special people, and that's for the peons, and this is where you get a person, and having to make all these choices about what kind of checkout you do. And the one on, is it 29 that does this? I think it's the one on 29, where they have the two different corrals, and there's always a line. You're always 10 people deep on the line, and then you have to pick, do I go the east side or the west side, or I guess it's north or south. And you hope you guess what. But then you get into the corral, and it's a mixture of the automatic check yourself and the people. And a lot of times, I just want to do myself. I don't want to be checked out by a person, and then they try to shovel you into the person lines. I'm like, well, but I'm not really waiting for that, you know, so... All wrong. All right, so Meg.
I would agree, Walmart.
437. So Walmart, 437-1620. So Walmart is your answer. What else? Do you have a different one that bothers you?
I have to say that, occasionally Publix.
All right.
Because they seem to, I don't know, it just always seems to be a long line of people when it is the peak hours when I go there. It's definitely a backup of line. It's just, I don't understand it.
But let me ask you this. If I get... two 12 packs and I go through the 10 items or less lane. Mm-hmm. Does that make you upset?
No, because the 12 pack is two
items. He's got 24 cans is what he's getting at.
I can do the math. Thank you very much. But no, that doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is when the person in the 10 line has 13. 12.
Yeah.
13.
Oh,
yeah.
The overload.
Well, in some places it's 20. Some places it's 10. Some places they don't really enforce
usually
it.
Usually it's 10. And I don't particularly like, I hate waiting in line for the self-checkout.
Oh, no, agreed.
That is annoying. Agreed. Because the person in front of me is taking 4 hours to check out five
or
things.
When one of the terminals is not working.
Correct.
And you just
yes. Or then you start to check yourself out and something happens and this machine freezes up, then the little light goes on.
And you got to hold your hand up.
You got to hold your hand.
Oh, please come verify that I'm 21 or and all that. Yeah. No, yeah. I totally agree. This is not the question for the day, but can we all agree that if there are 8 people waiting in this line and a new person opens a new line, that the, oh, hey, rush over here, please. Whoever's first gets it. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Here's what you should do. Let me teach you something. Now, it's hard to do in grocery stores if there are three people in on the counter already. But you go to the person who's next in line and you say, come with me over to the next lane.
Right, that never happens. It's usually the last person runs up.
Right, they run.
Which
they
is, do. By the way, I do not like the corral style where you wait in the maze and then you open up to see 5 different checkers, but that solves that problem. Because if they add a checker, you're not betting on which checker is going to be faster, and if they add or delete checkers, it doesn't change anything.
I've never seen a store do that, just the post office.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that coming up next. Because my wife's answer to this question is, and okay, prepare. My wife is a shopper. She loves to shop. She doesn't love to shop, but she shops enough to know. And she says there is only one answer to this question. It's TJ Maxx.
Oh, yeah.
She says, TJ Maxx is a great store, and it is the undisputed worst checkout line in the entire world.
Now, if she goes to one in Pace.
Not a problem?
Not a problem.
Okay.
The one over here on Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord, that thing wraps around and wraps around.
And she says Burlington and Ross are in the running, but not as bad. Mm. And it has to do, again, it's with the whole maze line thing.
Mm-hmm.
and the problems that that causes and just always having the long lines. So 437-1620, 437-1620. What is your answer to the question of who has... Somebody says, we need negativity for Frivolous. That's what it's for. This is for the Bleep Fest. Okay, all right, I got you. Somebody says, okay, Ross. Somebody right. says Ross. My problem, I don't shop at enough stores. This is a question. My wife should really be here hosting this segment because I'm not the one who shops at enough of these kinds of... I do the grocery shopping, but I don't necessarily
go to...
Why
don't you call her up? I mean, she could...
She does not want to be on the radio. Not ever. She's worse than Mary.
Oh, okay.
Our boss, Mary Haxing, never wants to be on the radio. My wife never wants to be on the radio, ever. She hates to be the center of attention. Let's see. Somebody says Hobby Lobby. Okay. I can see it. Somebody says Circle K. Oh, but doesn't Circle K have the self-check thing now?
Yes, they do.
And that's super easy. You know me, I am a techno hater. I hate modern inventions, generally speaking. I'm a late adopter, all that stuff. I will tell you that the little self-checkout, put it there, credit, I mean, it's easy.
Yeah, all you do is sit it on the little thing and it...
We stopped at a Circle K when we were in Florida, elsewhere in Florida. I know. We were elsewhere in Florida, going from St. Augustine up to Fernandina Beach, where my mother-in-law lives. And we all got... Like drinks, you know, soft drinks, coffee drinks, frozen drinks, all that kind of stuff. And we just put it all on the pad and done. It was so easy. Yeah, just like that. 437-1620, traffic on the fives. John Pickens.
Sure. There's no accidents to report to you, nor delays. Traffic is flowing smoothly all along our area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Somebody says, so the question of the day is, who has the worst checkout lines? It's obviously a place you love to go, or you wouldn't go there with the checkout line. So it's a store where we're kind of suggesting, hey, you can do better, because we would love to not hate your checkout line. Somebody here says the Winn-Dixie on Bayou by far. Oh, yeah, it's not great. But keep in mind the Winn-Dixie on Bayou is what, the last one in existence?
Mm-hmm.
Or the last of just a couple? They've taken all the overflow from everywhere else. He says they always have the service counter open, but only one checkout line. Yeah, no, I that's generally, I would say... At the same time, do have to give credit. The Winn-Dixie people are generally super friendly.
That's true.
I mean, they are. But that's I actually have that at all the grocery stores. Every grocery store I go to, they're all super friendly. Even the machine at Walmart is super friendly.
That one talks to you?
I had to say it. Let's see. Dollar General. It's close and convenient, but you waste just as much time at the checkout line.
True.
No, they're not wrong about that. Somebody else said Hobby Lobby. Lowe's, the self-checkout, but the scanners don't work. Ooh. I don't know. It's not my place. Hobby Lobby, somebody else. Three for Hobby Lobby so far. That's interesting. Let's see. Kohl's, 2 days before Christmas, also isn't... Well, that's kind of anywhere right before Christmas. It's hard for them to staff for that. I get it. Let's see. Somebody says 437-1620. Who's got the worst checkout lines? Walmart, they've got two people monitoring six self-checkouts, Dr. Sue says, per thing, and maybe have one or two actual cashiers running registers, and they have registers across the... Oh, tell me you don't want to shoot somebody, though, when you go to Walmart and they've got the entire line of self-checks closed. And there is a line waiting to get into.
No. Right.
Oh. You fired the cashiers in order to give me self-check, and now you've also closed down the self-check? Bro. Or maybe let me do it better. Bruh. Let's see. Got that. Okay. Academy Sports, ever since they set up the gauntlet of impulse merchandise.
Oh, my goodness. You have to walk through that gauntlet.
I never buy the impulse things, but I hate the experience.
Right.
The cattle experience.
The cattle call.
And especially if there's no line and you have to waste the extra 14 steps of walking back and forth. And it's like when you go to any place where they have the rope lines.
Mm-hmm.
And do you cut the line and go under the ropes, or do you go? Like
of
at
course.
The airport? Of course. I mean, who walks back and forth? Come on now. but there is a part of me that's like, they're going to kick me out of Disney World. Meg walks through
Meg.
Lines.
Oh, no.
Just her face just kind of lit up.
The AMC at Bayou.
Right.
First of all, you always got to battle the special people who have their passes. But if you walk through it's the maze and there's nobody ever there. And so, anyway. Let's see. The gauntlet approach. It's an epic journey of switchbacks, whether there are two or 200 in the store. TJ Maxx, one long, single, slow line. That's the one my wife says is the worst. Let's see. Belk and JCPenney, very few checkers. Kohl's like TJ Maxx, it's slow as crap. I'm just quoting. Bucky's.
Well, there's several of them that are, yeah,
I'm looking at you, John.
I know, but I always like go in one side and scope it out. And if there's long lines, I know that the other side won't have the long lines.
So we come on, stink guy, John.
You know what?
The commissary does the everyone wins in one line, and you go to the next available cashier, and it works pretty well. And who the heck is grocery shopping when Walmart delivers Lifesaver sign-up caught? Oh, yeah, but I like grocery shopping. Marshall's by far. That's why they have a million little items to look at while you wait to check out, is because of the horror of the experience. So there you go. That's your whinge fest, as a person that I used to work with would describe it. It's a whinge fest for New Year's Eve. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are mostly 1 to 3 or 4 years young, you know, 10,000 to 40, maybe 1,000 miles, maybe 50. They warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they know you're going to be able to count on these cars. That's not extra, that's included. And, you know, they have a large selection, 300 or so cars. So you've got vans and trucks and SUVs and Jeeps and everything you could possibly want. And you can go drive 5, 10, 15 different things. I mean, I honestly recommend drive at least 5. Because here's what you'll learn. You'll learn that there's maybe something you didn't realize could be done better or differently. And you'll learn that, well, I don't really love that so much. And is there a way to work around that problem? And you might discover, oh, my gosh, I really do like that. Or, oh, my gosh, I don't really. You don't know until you drive it. So drive a bunch of things. And you don't have to go meet like 6 different salespeople because you're just in one place. That's very convenient. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Lesson number 1. Don't underestimate the other guy's greed.
This game was a really was a game of three crazy plays. That was crazy play number one. It was a relatively boring first half. This was the Music City Bowl. I'm not saying all the other nonsense that they say. Tennessee versus Illinois. I went to Illinois, so of course, you know, makes me happy. But really good game, both 8-4 teams. And, you know, Illinois was leading at the half 10-7. But then they got that strip sack on defense, which was caused by one of the offensive linemen stepping to his right too far, steps on his next door neighbor's foot or ankle, slides. And so the defense was able to get around the corner and get to the quarterback, tackle it, fumble into the end zone, and they get the touchdown. That's a weird play. You don't see it's actually kind of weird that you don't see that more often. You don't see guys accidentally stepping on each other's feet more often. You would think in close quarters like that, it could happen frequently, but I'm sure they train around that. So anyway, that was a weird play number one. And then as sort of the game went on, you had Illinois got that touchdown and then Tennessee got a touchdown. So it was 17-14. And you had what was probably the weirdest play of the game was not a scoring play, but it led to a score eventually. You had Illinois with the ball on the Tennessee 41, up 17-14 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Altmyer fakes right, looking back left. Now he scrambles. And Luke Altmyer runs into the official and picks up the first down. He will let nothing stand in his way of a win here tonight in Nashville.
And he did, because Luke Altmyer is a run-pass offense, and he took off scrambling, and he needed to go right where the referee was, but the referee was there. Like, I got to run through 11 people and the zebra? I mean, you know, this is crazy. So he basically ran him over. I mean, he didn't really try to go hard, but he also didn't slow up a lot. And he ran right through the referee. Poor little guy. He's got 6 inches on the referee, by the way, at least. So, and he got the first down. I thought this was going to cost us the first down, and it did not. He winds up getting it. So that was weird play number two. That led to a touchdown, ultimately. So it was 24-14. And then you had another touchdown from Tennessee. They got in, so it was 24-21. And then Illinois got another field goal, so it was up 27-21. This is with 5 minutes left to go in the game. So Illinois has just gotten up by six, and they're kicking off. And this was the third weird play of the game. It's not weird, but it was an unusual one.
Kickoff comes out at the six. And fumble. Regroup. Trying to find the edge. And look at this. Javon Dotson. Oh, he found it.
Love that.
Tennessee is a kick away from the lead.
I love the comment they made. The kid's name was, is it Joachim Dodson, I think was the kid's
Dodson,
name.
Dodson, I think, yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, we haven't said his name all year long. And now we get to say his name. So that, and he did. He fumbled it.
Yeah, that's what like I thought was gonna, all really
that
bad.
Might be a it good looked trick like it was going to be a catastrophe. It was on the ground. He's like, right. You know, when you pick up a fumble, you just, everybody looks like an idiot when they're picking up a fumble.
Oh, yeah, I thought Tennessee was going to pick it up and run it into the end zone.
And then he picks it up, and the defenders, or the, I guess the kicking team, you know, the Illinois players, they were like kind of thrown off by that. And then right at the side, 95 yards later, touchdown. So they're up by one, 5 minutes to go. And I'm thinking in my heart, I'm an Illinois fan because I went there. I mean, anything's possible, and we do have 5 minutes, and we do have a strong offense, and this can happen. All we got to do is get down to get a touch, to get a field goal. We'll find out what happens in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Okay. Let's see here. We've got a accident that just popped up on Beverly Parkway in North W Street, so be aware of that. Starting to see backups on a Beverly Parkway. Other than that, things are looking good. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We just got Happy New Year from producer Jake. So, hey, Jake.
What up?
Good to see you. What's up, man? So, back to the game last night, which I'm only playing because, A, it was good football. It was entertaining. Right, Meg?
Absolutely. Great game.
Very entertaining football. Weird plays. Running over the ref is not a common occurrence. but then, you know, Illinois drives all the way down, and they have to kick a 29-yard field goal, and
29-yard attempt from David Alano, the junior out of Naperville, Illinois, and Naperville North.
Go Huskies!
This for back-to-back bowl wins for the Illini.
First time ever.
And Illinois walks off Tennessee.
Yes.
Alano,
yes.
First time ever?
Back-to-back bowl game wins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Illinois has been terrible for a long time.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's not been great. And also, correct me if I'm wrong, especially Tennessee fans may know this. Was this the first time Illinois and Tennessee ever played a game against each other in history?
I want to say yes.
I think they said
sure.
that, but I'm also, that seems so unlikely. But given the way
possibly,
conferences work, that
yeah.
might be true. Yeah, so very interesting. Yeah, Illinois wins, and I'm excited. And as a, I went to the University of Illinois. I got 2 degrees from the University of Illinois, so this was happy times for me.
Well, there's okay. nothing better than that Dotson play. When they run it back like that and it's a player you don't know, and we had the Keely yeah. Ringo during the national championship, that
it's
was
wild.
Just, it's just,
it
you just
wild.
Start screaming and yelling. And I mean, it's just, that's why I love football. Because
anything
so can happen.
Unknown anytime.
Anything
that's
can
right. And of course, we got, you know, big game, well, a big game today and 3 big games tomorrow. And here's hoping it's all good football. Mm-hmm. We want drama. We want lots of scoring. We want craziness. And we want everybody to be on the edge of their seat the whole time. John, you don't want craziness? You want to blow out?
No, I just want us to win.
I don't.
But I don't want the drama. Well, I know. But
I'm not picking sides in this. I am not picking sides in this. I have no opinion on the Ole Miss Georgia game. I do want Indiana to beat the tar out of Alabama. I want it to be 100-4.
I'm with you on that.
Two safeties. Yeah, why not? No,
no love lost here for Alabama.
I'm an Auburn fan, and really just, yeah, I mean, that's all there is to it.
That's it.
I root for five outcomes. Mm-hmm. I want to see Auburn win. I want to see Illinois win. I want to see Oregon win. And I want to see whoever's playing Ohio State and Alabama win.
There you go.
You got to have interest in this.
You're rooting for Miami tonight, though.
I am. Oh, yeah. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach, number one and number two beaches in the country.
Yay. That is such great news.
And what's fascinating about this to me is that the beaches we beat were five beaches in Hawaii.
I mean, this is in the country.
That's including like the Virgin Islands and territories was one of the top. That's number eight or something like that. Orange Beach got number 10.
California beaches?
Yeah, I'll be honest. California beaches are not good.
But some of them are beautiful. There's a few.
The parking is always a problem in California beaches. Anyway, so no, but I'm just, including the Keys. I mean, we got several beaches in Florida that were on this list. But number one and number two, Pensacola and Navarre. Come on, baby, vacation here. Happy New Year. We'll see you tomorrow. We are live from 6 to 9.